And I have the band. And I have the band Othrys live on the air. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great.
Awesome,
how,
man.
How about yourself?
All's good. All's good here in Michigan. Just been going strong since 8 p.m. blasting the metal and throwing a couple of you guys' tracks in already. So it's been a good night. So why don't we start, if you guys could introduce yourselves, your spots in the band, and then any of the band members that are not with us tonight, just kind of, you know, introduce them quickly as well.
I'm Sebastian Phoenix and I sing for Othrys. And that's just the role I do, is I make a lot of noise with my throat.
I'm James Weaver. I'm the guitar player. And Toby Lugo, our drummer, and Luke Martin, our bass player, are not here with us tonight. So it's just the two of us tonight.
Well, I thank you guys for taking time to chat. Much appreciated.
Yeah. So, dude, thank you for having us, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, I see Carl is in the chat. Big shout out to Carl for hooking us up in the first place.
What's up, Carl? So,
love that guy.
Good to see he was able to make the interview. So that's badass. So what are you guys up to as a band right now? What do you guys got going on?
Well, we all just came off the holidays, so actually it's kind of downtime for us right now, funnily enough.
Yeah, but we're going to start playing again in January, getting some more shows going. And we usually take November, December off because of family time and all that. We just dropped an album back in September. It's our first full-length debut album. We just filmed a video through Carl Winry. And dropped it and released it. And a brand new video, you know, with the single off our album is what we've been pretty much up to for this last few months.
Okay.
Culmination, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So tell us a little bit about the album that you guys put out last September. You know, how long did it take to get that full album put together and to get it, you know, out to the people?
So this album is actually the culmination of probably the last 10 years of material, give or take some are newer, some are older. But it really spans kind of the whole life of Othrys as far as songwriting goes. So we've actually had this and even more material. We've never had a problem writing stuff. So we've always had a lot of material going on. But this particular selection of songs came about last year. And we kind of just were like, you know what, it's time. We've been working hard and laying down the tracks. And we did all of the tracking and stuff in-house. So we did that with Sebastian, our lead singer, and Toby did a lot of his drum stuff on his end. And so we were able to kind of take our time and really, really work diligently on it. And we couldn't be more proud of the way it turned out.
Yeah, we hired Stefan Hawks to mix and master the album, and he just did a phenomenal job.
Yeah, he way exceeded our expectations.
Very cool. Very cool. So let's do a quick shameless plug for you guys. So where can people go to find the album? You know, what social media are you guys on? Where's the best place for people to find it, to buy it, all that stuff?
Okay. So for everything Othrys, the number one spot for you to go and find stuff is going to be othrysband.com. That's going to have links and things to all of our videos, all of our social medias, all of that kind of stuff. You can buy merch there. You can buy the physical album there. But of course we're on Facebook and Twitter. We're also on,
we're streaming on close to YouTube. 250, yep. You know, different streaming sites. Our whole album is out there pretty much anywhere you want to look, Spotify, Bandcamp, it's out, and everywhere for people to listen to.
Yeah. Add it to your playlist. Everybody, add it to your playlist.
Hell yeah. It's in my playlist now. And I actually checked earlier just to make sure it was on Bandcamp. And I was like, oh, hey, there it is. There's the album for people to buy. So, you know, Bandcamp Friday is a good time to buy that album.
Yeah, right. That was one I left out. But we also have a bigcartel.com also, where you can buy t-shirts, CDs. We're going to start doing more merch stuff too coming up this year. So go follow and watch all that stuff diligently. And keep checking back with us, because and we'll bug you guys too when we drop stuff. We usually try to post a bunch as much as we can, so you guys know what's coming down the pipe.
Yeah, hell yeah. And when you do, feel free to tag me. Feel free to tag Metal Devastation Radio, because we'll all post it out there and share it for you too. So
yeah, you guys rock, man. We appreciate that so much.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad I didn't see the CD for sale on the Bandcamp page. So I'm glad to see through the Big Cartel site people can buy the CD, because I'll probably order it here after the interview, to be honest, because I love to still buy physical.
Yeah, and also OathrisBand.com, you can purchase it there as well.
Okay, cool, yeah. Cool. So for the listeners, well, and for me too, how long have you guys been around together as a band? Two-part question. How long have you been around as a band? And second part is, what brought you guys together in the beginning to start this band?
Huh. Those both really good questions. So me and Sebastian have been collaborating for almost 20 years now. And this is only the second band that we've done together. But again, we've been writing music together for a really long time. We had a couple of different lineup changes in the 10 years that we've been Othris. Luke and Toby, when they finally came into the picture, about, I think Luke's been with us since 2016, I believe. And then Toby's been with us since 2018. And so they've been together with us for, you know, a good while now, 4 years and 6 years. So I'd have to say the past 4 years is when we've actually been this lineup and this solidified unit of guys. And I can't wait to share some of the new stuff that we're writing, because it's really, really outside of the box of what we usually do.
So would you say it's different than this last album you guys just dropped?
More of the same, I guess, but different in the sense that it's evolved
a little bit more progressive.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Well, like I said, I before the interview, I played, Resist, and I will say that track fucking kicks ass. So
nice. Thank you. Thank you.
And I do have, I know we were chatting earlier about cross-contamination, and I listened to that track earlier today, and I was like, holy crap. I actually was sending a YouTube link to that track to other people to check out when I was talking about this interview we were doing tonight. Nice. So,
well, thank you. That song, Cross Contamination, we decided to film our video for. It just felt like that track kind of had a little bit of everything that we are in it, from heavy parts to cleaner parts to more, darker pieces. It was a little bit of everything that's on the album together in a song that kind of really represented us well. And so we filmed the video for that track. Fun track to play.
The lovely Carl Winery helped us filmed that for us,
I should say. Oh yeah, Carl's also badass. That's another badass Carl. We got double badass Carls.
He's so dreamy.
I'll let you stick to the dream. Yeah, he is. He's dreamy. It's true. Well, they don't call it Hot Carl Productions for nothing.
That's right.
So with this album, are there any tracks that kind of surprised you from the sense you thought, okay, this track is going to like be the one everybody loves and end up being a different track than what you thought?
I don't know. I don't think it's really been out long enough for that yet. We only just released it in September. The reaction so far, it's kind of, I don't know. I love them all, but I have my favorites and stuff. And I guess the favorites of mine really, I guess, aren't
the same, right? Yeah, I had a few favorite tracks on there that I thought would probably people would like, you know, talk about a little bit more. And I'm really surprised of the songs that people really seem to dig on this album. And they're all great songs. And so it's been fun to see people's reactions to this album and to the songs and, you know, and how they take them in.
I think also people are surprised that the album is kind of as in depth as it is, because you don't necessarily get that a whole lot nowadays. I feel like with bands, like a lot of times it'd be like you hear their title track or their single and that you've heard the album, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that is that is very much not the case with this album.
Yeah. Well, I have not listened to, I'll admit I have not listened to it from beginning to end. I will, by the end of tomorrow, I will have listened to it. Like I said, after listening to the tracks I have, you know, and thanks again for sending the tracks. Yeah, so no I had problem. Stuff to play, much, much appreciated. Normally I'm more on top of that. And I realized, I was like, holy crap, I don't have tracks to play. We got to fix this. So appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally wanted you to have the album anyway, so it was perfect timing to just give them to you anyways.
Yeah, right on, right on. Awesome. And also a big thank you for, you know, I know we had to reschedule a couple times, so thank you for your, you know, your willingness to be flexible. That's also much appreciated. So,
oh, dude, you as well, too. I know we had stuff on both sides. So.
Right. From weather to sicknesses. I mean, the last few weeks have just been... a journey, I guess, to say the least.
Stuff out of our control. I'm glad we're finally able to do it, though.
It has, yes. And here we are talking now, so it's awesome. So here's a question for each of you. I'm always, and this is also a two-parter, so I'm always curious to know, when I talk to artists, band members, you know, what kind of influences you had in your life that kind of got you into music and kind of got you to where you are now. And I mean, part of that, yes, is the music that maybe you grew up listening to, but honestly, more important to me is, you know, did you have influences in your life? You know, did grandpa play guitar or the piano or something? And that was like, you know, kind of changed your life musically. So I'll let you guys each answer that.
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of influences and motivations in my life. I did grow up in a household where my dad, my uncle, they were into the blues. They played acoustic guitar and they played harmonica. But really what got me going was, man, elementary school. I was in music class and they had me stay after class, and the teacher came up to me and, told me that he's been listening to me sing and that I sounded good, and he wanted me to take a lead part singing the Cheers theme song, the first verse and then the choruses to the Cheers from that older TV show Cheers, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And so I took that, and yeah, I think this was about fourth grade or something. And I, you know, learned that song after music classes at school with the music teacher. And then I got up on stage in front of all those parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins, because it was like a family assembly, and the whole school came out and they, you know, we sang songs and played music and all that stuff. And I got out there on my own and sang right there on that stage in front of all those people. And honestly, that was all it for me. After that, I was so influenced and amazed just by the feeling I had singing my best and my heart out on stage. And I was, you know, in elementary school. And then, after that, I started pushing to do it more often. And after years of, you know, doing it at school and then, you know, join a band. But that was what really got me into loving music, was actually doing it, you know, on a school level and just absolutely enjoying it.
That's badass.
Cheers theme. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I still remember all the lyrics to that song.
So for me, my mother was a musician, a guitar player and singer, mainly like, older gospel kind of music, I guess. But But then also when about the time that I started playing guitar at the age of, I think I was about 16, I had a buddy who is taking guitar lessons, and he would come and show me whatever he learned that day. And so he had a guitar teacher that basically he could be like, hey, I want to learn Metallica, right? And he'd teach him Metallica, and then he'd come and show it to me. And like, he would learn all the dual guitar harmonies and stuff so that we could kind of, it was a way we could jam together. And so that was kind of the first time that I really kind of got bit by the bug of like jamming with somebody, and that cohesive, like not just jamming in a room by yourself, but actually playing along to something or, you know, that collaboration. And then I started writing music, and honestly, that was pretty much it for me. Like, I fell in love with just writing music. I love to write music. So
yeah, writing music is the same for me. I love it so much. I'm always constantly writing at home, always. Even when we're having downtime or we are having breaks from tours and shows, I'm constantly writing.
Got like 12 tracks ready to go right now.
Yeah. Othrys has another full album worth of material already.
Like, we could literally record it right now. It's stupid.
That's super cool. And that actually kind of leads me to another question. So what does that writing process for you guys look like? How does it work for you guys to go from when you first kind of start jotting down how a song is going to go to recording it? How's that whole process work for you guys?
It's all the jam room, really, man. We all, when we come to the jam room, if we all have ideas or something that we've been working on, that's pretty much where it all comes together, you know.
And sometimes James would start playing with like a guitar riff, and then our drummer and bassist Luke and Toby will just get right into it right away.
Go off of it, right?
Yeah, very, like, everybody can improvise very well.
Very organic.
And it is. Yeah. And sometimes we write, you know, almost whole songs just riffing around and jamming, you know, just
see this
and playing, you know, right?
Sorry.
That's really cool. So it sounds like you guys have really good chemistry, and everybody works well together, which obviously is important.
Flows like water.
Nice. So where did you, the new album that's out right now, and it's self-titled, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So the new self-titled album that's out, where did you guys record, master, all that stuff?
Well, we recorded guitars, bass, and vocals here in my home studio.
Vegetables.
And Toby did all his drum tracking at his place. When he was living at the house he was then, he had a whole room dedicated to all his music and recording. And he also has a studio set up. So he recorded all his drums there. And we took the bass, guitars, vocals here in my studio. And then we sent them off to Stephen Hawks to have mixed and mastered. And then it was history. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. So, and I've already said this like 5 times, but it sounds fantastic. So great job.
Thank you.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah. It was a lot of hard work that went into it. You know, it's some people, I love to record music, but it's not just fun and games all the time. It was a lot of hard work. I felt like I put a lot of blood, sweat, tears into this album. I think we all did.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time coming, and we're just happy to finally have it done and out so everybody can hear it and
for all to enjoy.
Yep, for all to enjoy. And we're gonna get probably started soon on our next album here pretty soon. We have enough
material. We're actually talking about doing another video, but it'll be a very different compared to the video that we just dropped with Carl.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. So
yeah, like I said, we'll bug you guys.
yeah, definitely. Please do. We'll be happy to share. So do you guys have any live shows already lined up in the new year, or is that all still in the works?
It's all still in the works right now. That we will be announcing shows here within the next few weeks. So we have a couple spring and summer tours in the planning right now as well. Looking like we're hitting, you know, mostly the West Coast. But we'll have all these shows worked out in probably just a few weeks' time.
All right. Okay. Well, hopefully at some point you guys will hit the Midwest. There's this fantastic place in Battle Creek, Michigan called the Music Factory that national acts come through and they always pull in other bands. It would Sweet. Be an amazing venue for you guys to play in.
Nice. We would love to do that.
So I'll send you a link so you can check out the venue. So yeah, at least you have them on your radar.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely good to know, man.
And the other thing we have here in Michigan in late August, and I think I'll send you a link to this too. They still might be accepting bands, is Michigan Metal Fest, which last year they had, I'm trying to think, 30 bands, three stages going from like noon to midnight. Wow,
that's awesome.
The headliner band was Attila, and they also had, do you guys remember Green Jello?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So, Little Pig.
Hell yeah. So those guys were there. I will tell you what, they were, I did not know what to expect, but their live show was so awesome and so fun. And they started handing out all these puppets, and everybody was walking around dressed up as puppets and headbanging and moshing. It was total utter chaos, and it was so cool.
Yeah, their shows are so much fun.
So, okay, shameless plug again. Where should people go to find out more about the band, to buy merch, to buy the music, to listen?
All right, so to buy merch, you're going to go to othrusband.com. You can also find us at the Big Cartel at othrus.com. Othrus at thebigcartel.com. Got that backwards. And then for everywhere, any pretty much anywhere you listen to music, you can find our album streaming. So Apple Music, Amazon Music,
Bandcamp,
Pandora,
Spotify, all that stuff.
Tidal. Yeah, you name it.
Yeah, man. Amazon Music, we're on there as well.
Then also the video that we just dropped with Carl Winery of Hot Carl Productions, you can find our YouTube page. So go follow all that stuff too and check all that stuff out too.
Hell yeah. And just so you guys are aware, or for the people listening right now, in the body of the recording will be links to all that stuff as well to make it quick and easy for people to get there. So people tuned in now, that's where you'll find it. If you're listening to it now recorded, that's just look down in the body of the podcast and you'll find all the information. So is there anything we've missed? Anything you want to make sure the listeners either tuned in now or listen to the recording should know about the band? Anything I missed?
I
don't think so. I think we covered a lot of bases there.
Yeah, we really do appreciate you doing this with us, man.
Absolutely. We can't thank you enough.
Anytime when you guys move into that next album and are ready to drop it and you want to get on air to promote it, via the live interview and social and all that stuff, feel free to let me know. Happy to have you guys on the show anytime. So
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much and for having us, and thank you so much for everything you've done to help support us. We really appreciate it.
You guys rock, man.
Hell yeah, you guys rock. And just so you know, I have coming up soon as we end the interview, I have Cross Contamination, Knuckle Hernia, and Death From Inside all queued up to play. So
badass.
Those are good ones.
Get them a triple shot.
Shout out to Jason Carpenter, who guest vocals on
Knuckle Hernia from Separation of Sanity.
And Slobberknocker.
Yep. What a name for a band, Slobberknocker.
Yeah, I think it's isn't a great name.
It is. It's right there. There's another band I've interviewed a couple times, and I love their music. It's a little more like rap rock, Andrew W. Boss. And his brother is in the band, and his brother is in a band called Poonhammer. And that's yes! another.
You that's know? Awesome.
It's
another badass band name.
Poonhammer.
So yep. I love it.
That's awesome. I absolutely love that. I think I found my new tattoo.
There you go. Poonhammer it is. Okay, well, thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys hopping on, and I'll have the recording to you soon. And I'm gonna let the listeners hear a bunch of your music now.
Awesome, thank you.
Awesome, yeah. Thanks for having us, and have a happy New Year too.
Appreciate you. Yeah, happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, you guys too. And we'll be in touch. Okay.
Awesome.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Take care. Bye.